from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Live from Studio 111, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you for being where you are. 877-970-2999 is our number. Kevin McCullough is my name, and that handsome feller right there, that's Arthur Idala. Mr. Attorney, Mr. Most Sought-After Attorney in all of these United States. Arthur, good to see you. And I know you're skipping on a friend's surprise birthday party and all kinds of other things to be with
don't
us.
Don't mention his name. Shh.
I'm going to deeply tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your efforts to be here. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, I was raised when you make a commitment or a responsibility, you follow through on that. It's funny because going off on a personal tangent at the beginning of your show, I told this story today. In 2004/2005, when I first started making appearances on the Fox News Channel, before I was a contributor, I was just going on voluntarily. Shepard Smith had me going on his show every day at 3:20 in the afternoon following the Michael Jackson case. And we would report almost every day on what was going on with the testimony. Remember, he was accused of being inappropriate with young people. And I'm commenting on it every day for about 10 minutes. And I had a pre-planned vacation to Europe. And as this case is going on, it's bumping up against my my vacation time. And I don't really know what to do. I'm kind of a neophyte to television. I became pretty close with Shepard Smith where, you know, we were friends.
You guys are very good friends.
I asked him, I was like, you know, Shep, what should I do? He says, listen, you do whatever you want to do. They're not paying you. Fox isn't paying you. You have no obligation to stay. And I was really tormented, Kevin, because I really wanted to go to Europe. And I initially told them, okay, I'm going to be gone. As of Monday, I won't be here. You have to find someone else to do the end of the case. And over that weekend, I just that the same feeling I have of like, you know, you made an obligation. You have an obligation. You made a commitment. That I'm doing, you know, because you and I are enjoying doing this show together. I enjoy doing the stuff with Shep, and I rearranged my whole thing. I called him. I said, look, I'm going to cancel my my trip. And the night that I was supposed to be away, it was towards the end of the trial. I was hanging out with Shep, and I was kind of down in the dumps. And he's like, what's the matter with you? Why are you all down in the dumps? I was like, look, bro, no disrespect, but I'm supposed to be in the air right now on my way to Europe on this beautiful 3-week vacation, blah, 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 blah. And he just kind of mumbled under his breath. Yeah, well, you know, if you would have gone, you would have never been on our air again. I said, what?
Whoa.
He goes, after you've been on for 2 months covering this trial every day by my side, I'm the lead news anchor, and all of a sudden you're not on anymore. You know, they just would have said, thanks for your service and you're gone. I was like, well, you think maybe you could have told me that before? I was tormented about this decision. He said, hey, this is the life in television. If you want to be part of this life, you have to make that decision on your own. He said, I missed my own sister's wedding because I was picked out of the lottery to watch the execution of Timothy McVeigh. And which was a, you know, for a journalist, that was a big deal. And he couldn't go. And he said, you needed to decide this on your own. And to show you what a mensch Shep was, whatever it was, 3, 4, 5 days later, when the verdict actually came in, I had just been on air doing my segment on Verdict Watch. I went into the green room, took my makeup off, and on the screen, he pops on. There is a verdict in the Michael Jackson case. They put the makeup back on me. I go back into the studio. It's slight pandemonium. You know, we're going to go to camera A, then we're going to run B-roll, and I want to go to this reporter, and then I'll go to Arthur. And then Shep just looks up for me and goes, you should probably call your travel agent right now and try to salvage the rest of your vacation. I was like, bro, we're in the middle of the biggest verdict in a long time. Like, don't worry about my vacation. But sure enough, I mean, that Joe shows you what a good guy he is. And yeah. I did salvage my vacation. I went to Turkey, and it was fantastic. And we took the verdict. We were on the air for 5 hours straight. And the day that I was leaving to go to Turkey, which was like 2 days maybe after the verdict, I get a phone call from Fox. And it was from, I was like, oh, hi. She's like, hi, this is Diane. I was like, hi, Diane. I can't do any appearances. I'm leaving. She's like, oh, no, I'm the lawyer at Fox. I'm calling to offer you a position as part of our team to be the legal analyst for the Fox News channel.
Wow.
Like, really? And this is, I was like, well, I'm flying out. Can we talk about this when I get back? Needless to say, that was a very cool way to leave on a vacation.
No kidding.
In April or May of 2005. And I had a really great run and a really great time there. So
no, that was...
I didn't think this is the way you started wanted to start the show, Kevin. But you know what? I don't know. You,
well, you know, it's
led
interesting.
Me down this road, and here I am.
And I've always thought, and Shep and I disagree on things politically enormously. Like the way he saw things coming into the Trump administration, the way I did, couldn't have been farther apart. But I will say this about Shep: when CBS was jockeying to figure out what they were going to do with this, with the evening primetime news anchor position, I think I wrote a column about this. I think if you go back into my archive somewhere, you'll find this. And this was when they hired Katie Couric, and they were like, you know, genuflecting at the altar of feminism at the time. But I said publicly that if a major news network wanted to do something that was going to get attention, shift ratings, and move momentum into their favor, that one of the mainstream channels would have hired Shep, and CBS was the one that had the opportunity at the time, and they should have, because in terms of news anchoring, the dude is as good as it comes. And
yeah, well,
when when he did breaking news for Fox, there was no one better
in the whole industry. I will tell you, he was, and I was so fortunate that I appeared by his side. I don't want to exaggerate and say over 100 times, but it was over 100 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when he was really the best was when the teleprompter was off, whether it was just he and I fighting over something, because we had some good battles on TV. You could Google them or YouTube them. But also, I was fortunate to be on with him when the Boston bombing took place, numerous car chases. I forget, someone got pulled out. Oh, Paris Hilton was going to jail. I think it was her. Maybe it was someone else. I don't want to send anyone to jail. I'm not supposed to. But when that teleprompter was blank and it was just him, I mean, he, as you said, there was no one better. And I mean, I will say on a personal note, he's been a great friend. He was my wedding party. And
well, he was a throwback.
We don't get to spend a lot of time together because we're both pretty busy. And his show now on CNBC is fantastic. It's on Against Us, so I don't want to promo it too much. It's on right now.
Thanks. Thanks, Jerry Crowley.
My parents are conflicted, but actually I think Jerry Crowley does watch that show. I'm sure he DVRs it and watches it later on. But not only is he a great professional, but he's been a great friend to me and my family. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Shepard Smith News Hour.
Like I said,
brought to you by
Shep
Kevin
and
McCullough and Arthur Idala.
And I know that we disagreed on things because we would talk about it in the green room from time to time. But I got to tell you, when it came to being the old school news anchor that got the story and tried to focus on the facts, and I kind of like had a heartbreak with his final days at Fox, because I thought he kind of went beyond what he had been in the past in terms of opinion versus straight news. But when he does straight news, there's no one better in the game. And of this generation, he was the Walter Cronkite or Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw. Like, that was the guy.
Yeah, look, he's still a when young he was guy, at his. And I think his Walter Cronkite, Peter Jennings thing still has a lot to go. It's just a long way to go. It's just that, let's face it, you're been in the industry a long time, and it's all about ratings. And luckily, CNBC is not making it all about ratings. But, you know, there's one side of the country that they just want to hear a particular narrative.
Yep.
And there's
yep.
another side of the country, they just want to hear that other narrative. And I think as people are getting a little tired, or maybe very tired of it, and someone like a Shepard Smith, someone who is trying his best to call it down the middle, I think, and what do I know, but there is an appetite for that, to where, like, this is what happened, and you decide whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing. And I don't know how much time we have left, but
just a few seconds.
Springboard from that, we'll talk about Merrick Garland.
I was about to say, that's the perfect transition to what we really want to talk about, which is a couple of huge legal stories tonight that are showing some pretty different perspectives from what those partisan news channels were that you were just talking about. So you just heard Arthur Idala opine on media. Kevin McCullough will opine on law when we come back. No, I'm kidding. We won't. We're coming right back. It's Legal Night, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR. Are financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Well, we're so glad to have you with us and so honored to have Arthur Idala here on Radio Night Live's Legal Night. And I want to say a quick parenthetical thank you here to Michael Harrison and the gang at Talkers. Because once again, I think AM 970, The Answer, had the most number of talent listed in the Heavy 100 that was released yesterday of any radio station in America.
Wow. So,
that was thank you. It's very cool. From daylight to sunset and beyond, nearly every person you hear on AM 970 The Answer is part of the Heavy 100, and just a real cool thing for all my colleagues, etc. And Arthur Idala, when you were talking about the show tonight, we were talking about topics, and last week we kind of got on a theme that I didn't intend to, but I thought how cool afterwards I thought that it was that we discussed this, and that is in the age of heavily partisan sidelines where everyone's talking about, you know, what my tribe believes and you know, us four no more kind of thing, that the Supreme Court has staked out some really high ground on trying to be very independent and showing that they're not owned by anybody. And you sent me over breaking news just before the show tonight, another example of another case that seems to speak to this. Tell us what that was.
Well, I'll start at the end. And the end is the actual vote on the case was in the majority. And you don't hear this too often. Actually, statistically speaking, I believe that two justices who are on the same side the least are Justice Thomas and Justice Sotomayor. I think they only agree.
I can believe
on 60,
that.
I think they only agree on 62% of the cases, and I think Justice Alito and Sotomayor agree on 63% of the cases, or maybe it's the other way around. But I mean, it's 1% between Thomas and Alito versus Sotomayor. But here, this is one of those cases where it's the Justice Thomas, who is, you know, he and Justice Alito, I would say, are the most quote-unquote conservative members of the court. Justice Gorsuch, who filled Justice Scalia's seat.
Right.
And by no,
those were
no
huge shoes.
No one's ever going to say Justice Gorsuch is a bleeding heart liberal. So Thomas and Gorsuch join Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. And
wow.
The dissent was written by Justice Kavanaugh, who was joined by Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Alito, and the newest Justice, Amy Barrett. And it's interesting because Kavanaugh's dissent is actually longer than Justice Kagan's opinion. And it had to do with, it's a criminal case, so it's right up my alley. And I'm not going to go too deep into the weeds, but when someone gets charged with a federal crime and is going to get sentenced with a federal crime, there's like a scorecard. There's a guidelines, and then there's a scorecard where, okay, the base offense level gives you 6 points. And because it was a gun that was used, it adds another 4 points. And this had to do with, because you're a convicted violent felon, it adds X amount of more points. And then when you tally up all those points, it then relates to a chart that shows what your jail terms is suggested to be to a federal judge. And basically, this case said that this individual, his name was Borden, should not have gotten those additional points for being a violent felon. The in the weeds was what the definition of a violent felon is regarding a gun possession case and the penalty for a gun possession. And it's just very interesting that Gorsuch and Thomas, who are known as being tough on crime, actually ruled in the favor that this enhancement, these extra points, therefore a bigger sentence, did not apply to this individual. And I, you know, this is, again, I sound like a broken record, but this is how the United States Supreme Court is supposed to work, where these justices take their individual experiences, their life experience, their educational experience, their judicial, their lawyering experience, and their judicial experience. You put that all together, and then they're human beings. They're not computers. They use their judgment, their brain, their analysis to decide what the law actually says. It's legal interpretation.
Right.
And it's interesting how people who have different, maybe political ideologies, could see things very differently. So you're looking at a Gorsuch and a Kavanaugh, who were the two Trump appointees. And, you know, they went on different sides of this particular issue. And Kavanaugh wrote a pretty stinging dissent attacking his colleagues for their interpretation of what a violent felony means in regards to this gun possession case. But yeah. It flies in the face of Congressman Gerald Nadler and United States Senator Chuck Schumer basically saying, you have all these Republicans and they're all conservatives and they're all going to rule the same way. You know, au contraire. And Kevin, since you and I have been doing this show this year in 2021, we've lost count of how many times there's either been a unanimous decision where they all agree or where, it's a mixed bag of
right.
Democratic appointees.
A strongly mixed majority
appointees.
That comes to a decision and from opposite ends of the spectrum, like Thomas and Sotomayor, which I do. I find that immensely interesting. And I'm curious, Arthur, if you think there's anything more at play here other than just that when it comes to deciphering the law, I mean, when you tell me that Sotomayor and Thomas agree, quote unquote, only 62% of the time, I mean, I remember how legendary these confirmation battles are, and people are loading cannons, pointing them in the direction of the other team. And when you realize that, Ginsburg and Scalia, only disagreed less than 30% of the time, the whole time they were on the court, and they were there forever. And we think of them as these totally opposite kind of ends of the spectrum people, but in truth, they still agree on far more than they disagree on when it comes to the law.
A lot of these things are technical, real legal technicalities, and most of the people who serve on the United States Supreme Court have pretty unique brains. I'm going to say, they may not have all the skill sets. They may not be people who could go out in the private sector and be entrepreneurial and start their own law firm. But when it comes to like sitting down and closing the door and, really digging into the law and the purpose of the law and where the law came about and then the actual words of the law and then looking back in a dictionary from 200 years ago and what that word meant 200 years ago, most of the time, so more than 50% of the time, they wind up in the same place. And the 9-0 decisions that we've seen, just demonstrate that. And a lot of cases, too, Kevin, have to do with two jurisdictions ruling, treating different legal issues differently.
Right.
And there needs to be uniformity in the United States of America. It can't be that in Ohio, you get treated one way, in New York, you get treated another way.
Right.
So, a lot of times they just say, all right, Ohio's right, and Ohio's got the right law. The Second Circuit, which covers New York, you're the way you're interpreting things or enacting things is incorrect. So, it's a beautiful thing that most of the time they're in agreement. The Constitution is a fascinating document, and I remember watching Justice Scalia give a lecture, and they asked about the Founding Fathers and the Constitutional Convention, what that was all about. I remember him saying that he believes there are just periods in human existence where genius comes together. And I remember he talked about ancient Greece. He talked about the Italian Renaissance era. And he talked about the late 1700s in the United States of America.
Well, I'm glad he included that part. I thought he would stop at the Italian Renaissance era.
he favored that. But no, he was a true blue American.
Vote the vowel. Okay. When we come back, it's not just the Supreme Court this week, but the new Attorney General also has made a remarkable statement about rule of law and kind of being objective. And this all flies in the face, friends, of what we're seeing in the political arena, which is totally tribal and partisan. So we'll talk about what Merrick Garland has done when we come back. He's Arthur Idala. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who prides himself on family, the process of buying a home for them can be stressful. And having the right lending team in place helps ease that stress away. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about getting started. Citizens Bank customer service is second to none because every customer is their only customer. Ace and his team prioritize the New York, New Jersey metro area to give you the best rates you need. They are committed to putting our colleagues, communities, and shareholders first because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call 212-857-6687. 212-857-6687 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go rather than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, NA, NLS number 433960, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital and emergency room, right? The ER is where you go in a crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals anytime, day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas renovated their ER recently to serve you even better. They doubled the number of treatment rooms, added state-of-the-art technology, created separate private areas for families and seniors, and they honored my friend, the CEO of Trinitas, by naming it the Gary S. Horan Emergency Department. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. I know. Please learn more about the Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
Clear skies, 74 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, for the 13th straight day, New York officials are reporting a record low COVID-19 testing positivity rate. Over the seven-day rolling average, 0.47% of all tests came back positive. That number has now been on the decline for 66 straight days. Meanwhile, 69.2% of all eligible New Yorkers have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and Governor Cuomo says restrictions will go away once that number hits 70%. The Times Square NYPD officer who helped rescue a four-year-old girl who was shot last month is being promoted. Here's Lisa G with more.
Officer Alyssa Vogel was promoted to detective. Her body cam video showed her wrapping a tourniquet around the girl's leg before sprinting with the four-year-old through the crowd to an ambulance. The girl and two other women who were shot are doing okay. The suspect, 31-year-old Farrakhan Mohammed, was charged with attempted murder. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
Mayor de Blasio is trying to educate New Yorkers on the new ranked choice voting system being used in the upcoming primary. Scott Pringle explains.
The mayor invites New Yorkers to vote for their favorite pizza toppings at the city's website using ranked choice voting so they can familiarize themselves with this. The method allows voters to rank five candidates of their choice on the ballot in order of preference. The city's chief democracy officer, Laura Wood, using the pizza example.
If you only pick sausage and sausage gets eliminated, you have no more say in which topping wins. So pick a few toppings that you kind of like.
Ranked choice will be used in races for mayor, controllers, public advocate, city council, and borough president. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Scott. Taking a look at the traffic, 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland, about 15 on the city-bound side, 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. Partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low of 61, partly sunny tomorrow, high 73, then sunshine for Saturday, high 75. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Our phone line is open, 877-970-2999. You want to chat with Arthur Idala, America's most in-demand attorney, 877-970-2999. And we are glad to chat with you on Legal Night here on Radio Night Live. All of these nights, each and every night, designed to help New Yorkers plan on a massive comeback, which is underway. We are coming back. I do have to say, Arthur, and I'm going to get to the Merrick Garland thing for sure. If we don't get to it in this segment, we'll get into the next segment. But I got to say, listening to that news update right there, that the mayor deciding to do ranked choice voting demonstrations on pizza toppings might not be the worst idea he's ever had.
It's so funny. I'm glad I was thinking, all right, let me do it. I mean, it's no secret that I've been pretty vocal in my support for Eric Adams. I think that he is he's got the credibility to walk into one police plaza and sit down with the police commissioner and be taken seriously. And he has the credibility to walk into some of the toughest neighborhoods in the city of New York and have credibility as well. But, you know, if he doesn't win, I know who I would like to be my second choice, and my second choice would be Catherine Garcia. Not that I know her at all, but the people who I know who have worked with her just brag about her competence and her ability to get things done. My ideal situation would be Eric would be the mayor and the person who's like the face, and have Catherine Garcia actually be the first deputy mayor and kind of run the city. And I think that the ranked choice voting is actually encouraging folks to go in that direction. The attacks on each other don't seem to be as severe. And there was an article in the paper that kind of demonstrated that, how the candidates aren't destroying each other as much as usual because of the ranked choice voting. And the number twos are hoping, you know, if someone has enough number twos and the person at number one doesn't have enough number ones, the number twos count as number ones. It's very confusing.
Well, that's the whole point, right?
The pizza topping thing works. But, I mean, for those of us who may be committed to just one person, what I think they call it a bullet vote. Like they say, just go in and just vote for your one person and walk out. I don't think I'm going to do that. I mean, if it's there for ranked choice voting, then I'm going to do it the way it's supposed to be done. They say that, the city council race will be that way. I don't think there's going to be five people running for city council in any particular district that I know of. But I think it's a great idea for them to put this on the website. We were involved in a lawsuit. We were asked to come in and help to stop the ranked choice voting for this particular election because we didn't think there was enough education out there. As of late, I've seen on the bus stops and some of the digital billboards when you're walking down the street.
Right.
It talks about these little educational videos that are real quick, 10-second, 15-second videos about the ranked choice voting and how it should work. And obviously now we're talking about the city's website. And those are, those are good things. By the
way, see,
the
there's an easy way. There's just an easy way to do this. And it's not pizza toppings, and it's not these little cute little videos that they're doing. It's just flat out horse racing. Right. So you go to the races and you put the most money on the one that you think is going to win. You put a little bit less on the one you think is going to come in second. Then, you hedge your bets and you put some in on the one that you're going to think is going to come in third. And maybe you don't win the first place, but maybe your second place wins and you still get a cash haul. That's good. So all you've got to do is think about who you like in which order, who's most associated with your own belief system. And then you put your money where your mouth is, and that's how you line up the votes. And I have to tell you, I'd never heard anything like this until our mutual friend Frank Morano, who, by the way, made the heavy 100. I mean, he's not part of our station anymore except for 30 minutes on Sunday morning with John
Katzmatidis. I thought you referred to him as the late Frank Morano.
But no, I think that's Al or somebody. Congrats to him. He made the list this year, and well deserved as far as I'm concerned, and a good member of your renewed and revived Friars Club as well. When we come back, Merrick Garland has shown a remarkable he's made a remarkable decision, and that was to do the best thing for the country as the Attorney General. But what was it and why was it so remarkable? Arthur will explain it all when we come back. You're listening to Radio Night Live. You ever miss any of it, we've always got it podcasted up at Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud. Just look for the Kevin McCullough Radio section and look for the Radio Night Live daily show. It's right there. Coming right back, Legal Night. Don't go away.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Gambling can be fun for most people, but for others it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, by calling the confidential 800-GAMBLER helpline, or find out more at 800GAMBLER.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. The changes haven't been easy, but there's help. The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager can't believe what he's seeing in schools.
In every way possible, California and most other big state schools are hurting children, really hurting. They hurt the children this year by not having school. Teachers, unions, and therefore, I'm sorry to say, most teachers, not all, most, don't give a damn about students. This year was proof.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's better than a mortgage interest rate and APR in the twos? How about a no closing cost mortgage loan with an interest rate and APR in the twos? That's right. We have no closing cost loans here at Cash Call Mortgage. We pay the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. So if you're looking to save a little cash on your monthly mortgage payment, call Cash Call Mortgage today. Our quotes are always free. If your mortgage rate APR is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you some cash. What are you waiting for? With low rates and no closing cost options, now is the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us on Legal Night. And, of course, tomorrow is Fun Food and Friday. Christine Nicholas will be here at Studio 111. And I think we might have a surprise appearance from a former police commissioner who is really, really dedicated to the reopening of New York. And that's going to be a fun conversation if, in fact, that happens. I saw some emails flying around earlier this week. We'll have to keep you in suspense on that. But Arthur Idala is our co-host on Legal Night. And when he shows up, he always brings the goods. And today he was fired up and talking on all kinds of radio shows, the Joe Piscopo Show and other outlets this morning about Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, of course, kind of famous. He and Mitch McConnell were linked together in kind of a way that was criticized a lot by the media because Mitch kind of deep-ended his chance at being a Supreme Court justice. But he is now the attorney general for the Biden administration. And Arthur, he did something that I'm not sure that the Biden administration was super happy about today. Tell us about it.
Well, what he did was he did what he thought was the right thing. He didn't do what people wanted him to do, which was to say, "Hey, wait a minute, you were defending we were defending Donald Trump, President Trump. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to pull that aside, and we're going to just end this case. The Department of Justice will refuse to defend former President Trump." And he said, listen, the job of the Justice Department in making decisions of law is not to back any administration, previous or present. Our job is to represent the American people And our job in doing so is to ensure adherence to the rule of law, which is a fundamental requirement of a democracy or a republic or a representative democracy. And then he said, it is one of the foundations of the rule of law is that like cases be treated alike. There not be one rule for Democrats and another for Republicans, that there not be one rule for friends and another for foes. And, you know, we can tie this back up to where we started the show talking about Shep and anchors back in the day who were just like playing it down the middle, calling balls and strikes without it putting their own personal opinion into it. And I think that's kind of what Merrick Garland is doing here. He's like, look, if it was President Trump, President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, this is what I think is the right thing to do. Now, some people think both Barr and Garland were wrong to represent Trump because they are representing him saying that a president of the United States cannot be brought up on these types of charges. And these were charges of things that happened before President Trump was President Trump, when he was just Donald Trump. They were sexual accusations. So there's a lot of people who say, hey, listen, Barr was wrong in doing it, and now Garland is even more wrong for following him. But listen, these are two guys, two gentlemen, who have a vast amount of experience, who are surrounded with people who have tremendous federal experience, and they came to the conclusion that the proper thing to do is to represent Donald Trump on these cases in this court. And it's just refreshing to hear somebody as prestigious as the United States Attorney or the Attorney General of the United States to just say, I'm not going to be influenced by politics. And, you know, you don't hear President Biden picking up the phone and calling Merrick Garland and giving him a hard time. I don't even know if Biden actually commented on this, which he shouldn't, because the President of the United States is not supposed to be interfering with the Attorney General of the United States.
Right.
So listen, this is why President Obama nominated Merrick Garland to fill Justice Scalia's seat, because Merrick Garland was not known as really being a hard to the right or hard to the left. He was known as being someone who interprets the law in the way he thought best fit, not based on an ideology, but based on the rule of law. And sure enough, looks like President Obama was right in his judgment of Merrick Garland, because it looks like that's exactly what he's doing here.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. I've always said this from the beginning, that I think the most interesting thing about the Trump administration was, yeah, he got a lot of things done on the policy and the domestic front, but probably where he made the biggest impact long term, historically speaking, is in the judiciary. And, you know, 300 judges and justices in a 4-year term, that's a significant amount of influence that's going into circuits like the Ninth Circuit, where you've got 27 judges, but he was able to replace, what, 12 of them?
He had Mitch McConnell, he had the Senate, and, you know, they were cranking it out. I mean, they deserve a lot of credit as well.
Never understood why Obama left that many vacancies. He had like 140 vacancies, I think, when he left office.
Well, because it was McConnell. In other words, they weren't going to. That's the politics. I mean, that's it. The Senate was in control of the Republicans, and
that's
they just
true.
Slow rolled everyone out, and they made, you know, whereas once once President Trump came in, they turned on the spigot and they're like, okay, you know, let's crank them out. Boom, 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 boom. And the Federalist Society had a lot to do with that. That's a Federalist Papers based type of organization that started off not that many years ago, and it was basically conservative minded law students,
originalists. They like judges that are originalists.
Correct. And Justice Scalia was a big part of that, and now Justice Alito is a big part of that, and they had a tremendous influence with President Trump on who got appointed to, you know, the district court, which is the lowest court, all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, look, a lot of it is timing of who the president is and who the Senate is and, you know, what party they belong to. But ultimately, Kevin, whose hands is it ultimately in? It's the hands of the voters.
That's it.
Right? Who decides who's the president? Who decides in charge of the Senate? The voters. So what's the message, Kevin? Make, if you care, vote.
Well, and that's why it's so interesting, because as you were talking about of your support for Eric Adams in the last segment, you know, today, Rudy Giuliani, your client, stepped up and said that he's endorsing Curtis Sliwa, our former colleague here at AM 970 The Answer, and formerly of WABC for years and years. It is interesting. I mean, America is real. When you think about the totality of what is possible, and that's really what politics is about. It's the science of what is possible. We live in the greatest, you know, laboratory on earth, because you can literally, if you can make the argument and if you can convince people, you can make change. And that's the most powerful thing, I think, about the American experience and the American story. Hey, friends, I cannot believe it. That music means that we are up against our final commercial break. And what that means is when we come back, it is time for Esquire's Etiquette. It is Arthur Idala's personal one-on-one tip for you in the legal arena to help you, you know, be more wise in terms of what you need to do in terms of legal prep for your life and for your legacy. So we'll get his thoughts on something very cogent when we come back, as they always are. And I hope that you will stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Arthur Idala. It's Legal Night. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through, because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics, which is why I urge you to watch a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version and DVD, go to salemnow.com, buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you. Go to salemnow.com. SalemNow.com.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us your choice on a nightly basis at 7 o'clock as we are wholly dedicated to bringing New York City and the tri-state area back to its former greatness following COVID, following the year of riots and everything else that occurred last year. We need 2021 to be completely different, and we've dedicated ourselves to do that here at AM 970 The Answer. And thanks to Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce for giving us the platform, and thanks to Arthur Idala for joining us on Legal Nights on Thursday. Arthur, one of the things that I really appreciate about you spending the time doing this, and you forewent a friend's birthday party to be here tonight, and I'm really genuinely grateful for that. But you always come with a little bit of wisdom and insight for the plebs here at the end of the show, of which I am one. What's the Esquire etiquette for tonight?
Well, it was interesting. I was with a friend this afternoon, and it's someone who went off after being in public service for a while. I went off, and we helped form this person's own corporation, a little consulting firm. And so we were catching up, and I thought because of the pandemic, things were slow, but things were pretty not slow and they're doing well. And I said, well, with these entities you're telling about, these business transactions, do you have any contracts? Oh, yeah. They sent me contracts and I signed them. I said, what? No, they sent me contracts. This was for X amount of dollars and that's for Y amount of dollars. Now I have a big one coming up for Z amount of dollars. I said, and you, who checked the contracts before you read them? Oh, I kind of glossed over them. And, you just sign. It's all a bunch of fine print. Yeah, that's not the way to go. Now, like 90% of the time, you hope that that's going to be okay. But when this is your business, there's financial transactions involved, and the finances are dependent on performance. So you have to make sure that that fine print makes sure you're going to get paid, and you need to know what exactly the performance is that is expected of you to get paid.
Right.
So after a little arm wrangling, I don't know if it was they were worried about getting charged a legal fee, but the legal fee is de minimis compared to the damage that can be done.
Sure.
If things go awry. So I think I convinced this individual to tomorrow send in their contracts, their newest, biggest client, and we'll review them. And if there's any changes to be made, it also shows strength to whoever you're negotiating with.
Absolutely.
That, hey, the person has a lawyer who's looking after their shoulder, over their shoulder. I better make sure I do everything the right way and treat this person appropriately. Yeah. So don't sign any contracts, folks, without getting any, if it's got to do with your livelihood or possibly your liability, without having the appropriate legal counsel.
See, I guess I'm kind of like of the Vince Lombardi, this gentleman is a football kind of, that's like a no-brainer to me. Yeah, get your lawyer to look at it. That's a good thing, and a helpful reminder tonight. Arthur, go have fun at your friend's birthday party.
I will.
Thank you, as always.
Thanks for helping bring New York back on the map.
And tomorrow night, it's Christine Nicholas with yours truly, Kevin McCullough. We'll have some fun on a Friday. See you then.